Thank you all for being here into the evening. Those of you here at IRC and those of you who I see through the tablet in front of me, thank you for accompanying each other, accompanying ourselves together in this wonderful path that we're walking. And I want to highlight something about these five faculties. Part of the theme of the retreat is that they are indriyas, is the Sanskrit Pali name, and kind of it refers to the god Indra, one of the gods of the ancient pantheon, and it's kind of means literally something like of Indra, capacities of Indra. And Indra was this great, powerful god who could control all kinds of things in the vast universe. And we have these godlike faculties within that provide a tremendous kind of sovereignty, autonomy, power over ourselves, to do some phenomenal good. And to have this reference to something that's godlike in relationship to us as practitioners is a very different feeling of respect and care and a kind of honoring of who we are as human beings than you would get if we just gave nonstop talks about not self. You know, there's no self. You know, just get over it. So this teaching on not self is really fantastic. It's the insight, the reality of it is really freeing. But it frees these wonderful human beings that we are. This kind of like divinity that's within us. And so we have this first faculty of faith takes a very ordinary common human capacity for desire and says you can do really good with your desire. You can really do something. You have the capacity, you have the ability, you have within you the ability to choose desires which really speak to something noble or dignified or honorable about who we are as human beings, our capacity for freedom, our capacity to not be in bondage, to be caught, to live afraid or anxious. It's not an easy path, this path, but to have the desire for it. And then to start making choices based on that desire. To have this next one, the faculty, which is, you know, we say energy or effort, but that also, Liz kind of pointed this out, but that also diminishes kind of what it is. The word virya means something more like heroic effort. Courageous effort. That's, you know, just effort is, you know, that's not particularly godlike, divine, but certain kind of heroic effort, certain kind of dedicated or devoted or courage. The courage to see ourselves as valuable, the courage to appreciate ourselves in a deep way, so that of course we want us to be free. Of course we don't want to be limited. Be held down, help be held in check. We are worthy of setting free. And to do that and have more courage to do that than to have the courage or whatever, the effort to be angry or have ill will or aversion to yourself or others. So there's again this distinction, you know, here. And then the idea of mindfulness, the middle faculty, sense in the middle of them. It's valuable to be mindful because you're valuable. You're important. It's important to show up and be present because it's worthwhile to be present for yourself. It isn't that we're being mindful so we can see all our faults and just kind of feel worse about ourselves. Yes, we see our faults, we see our challenges, but we are worth waking up to. We are worth discovering and revealing and just finding this wonderfulness of who we are as humans. So that mindfulness is a process of waking up to it and choosing that. And then there's the fourth quality, which is samadhi. And samadhi in India, much of Indian religion, is sometimes it's almost considered to be nibbana, nirvana itself, the way the words samadhi is used in some Indian religions. It's a powerful, wonderful word in India. It evokes so much reverence in people's minds, this word samadhi, that you don't get if you translate it into English as concentration. It loses the richness and the inspiration for many people in India it's got to have for this word samadhi. And maybe, I don't know if you get close to that richness of the term, but the word I'm going to use for this retreat for samadhi is wholeness, becoming whole, becoming all of who we are. What a wonderful thing to become ourselves fully. And then to wisdom. And wisdom comes back full circle to the first one, which is faith. Because wisdom, the wisdom that we're kind of looking for, part of it is the wisdom to know how to live, how to act, what to do. The wisdom to know what to desire. Desires are important. And then to be wise about what desires we can choose. And then the whole process can start again. So I say this as we go to bed here tonight, that it's really wonderful that you're here. Really wonderful you're doing this practice. I don't think it's easy. It gives me more appreciation for all of you. And it's really worthwhile. And it can be, and it'd be nice if you could see it this way for yourself, that you're doing a really fantastic thing for yourself. You're showing up for yourself for something that's divine about you. In these five faculties, bringing them here, including them here, you are important. You're wonderful. And one of the wonderful teachings in the Pali Suttas, the wonderful concepts, is this word kalyana, which sometimes it's translated as good spiritual, like kalyanamita, good spiritual friend. But the first meaning of the word, in all the dictionaries I've seen, is beautiful. So you're all beautiful. Maybe you don't like being divine, but maybe you can be beautiful. And I think part of the task of, you know, us teachers is to help you to see your beauty. Wouldn't that be nice? And on the way there, maybe you bump into your divinity or divine-like qualities. May it be so. Sleep well, wonderful people.